Good morning, and welcome to the Spirit of Grace, where God's Word and message are brought to you by Grace Lutheran Church in New Albany, Indiana.
The Old Testament reading for today is found in Genesis chapter 18, beginning at the first verse. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, which he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?' I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, it was the 5th of February, 2017, Super Bowl 51. Atlanta Falcons against my New England Patriots. And things were not going well for the Patriots. They gave up a touchdown and another touchdown and a field goal and another touchdown. And man alive, I'll tell you what, all those New England Patriot haters were all laughing, including my son and my son-in-law. They were laughing. They were celebrating. They said, "Man, this is going to be the biggest embarrassment ever. Nobody comes back." With 8:31 left in the third quarter, New England was down 28-3. 25 points. Nobody had ever come back from anywhere near that much. But then Tom Brady went to work. He scored a touchdown. Then they scored another touchdown. Then they scored a field goal. Pretty soon, all the Patriot haters had a sour look on their face, and they just kept coming. They scored 31 points unanswered. They went into overtime, and in the overtime, they flipped the coin, and like the Patriots always do, they called heads and got heads. Tom Brady got the ball, and he never gave it up. And when James White dove into the end zone and scored the touchdown, the Patriots won the game. Greatest comeback ever. And guess who had the last laugh? Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was tasty. It was tasty. We like to have the last laugh, right? And we like to see that. We see that in the movies a lot, where somebody is downtrodden and everything's going bad, and at the end of the movie, they come out smelling like a rose. They get the last laugh. Well, in our Old Testament lesson today, we've got a similar thing. Abraham is sitting in his tent in the heat of the day. After the last couple of days, sounds like a good idea, sit in the shade. He suddenly looks up and he's got three visitors. At first doesn't recognize who they are, but he extends to them Middle Eastern hospitality. He says, come, sit under my shade tree. Let me bring some water to wash your feet. Let me prepare a meal for you so you can go on your way refreshed. See? So they say, okay. So he has Sarah bake bread, and he gets a calf out of the herd, and they bring out some cottage cheese, and they're going to refresh themselves. So while they're eating, they ask him a question. They say, where's your wife, Sarah? He says, over yonder in the tent. Then the one who is the leader of these three says the most astounding thing. He says, I will surely come back through here in a year, and your wife, Sarah, will have a son. Now, Sarah is doing what good wives do. She's eavesdropping. She's listening in to what these men are talking about. And when she hears him say she's going to have a baby, she cannot help herself. She laughs. She laughs. She is past the age of childbearing. She is old. She says to herself, she says, now that I'm old and worn out, and my master is also old, will I have this joy? She laughed. She said, no way. And the Lord said, Yahweh. The Lord. He says, why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for Yahweh? Yeah, that's his name. Whenever you see four capitals, L-O-R-D in the NIV, four capitals, L-O-R-D, you know that in the Hebrew, that was God's name, Yahweh. All right? So she says, no way. He says, Yahweh. And a little over 9 months later, Sarah gave birth to a son, Isaac. And by the way, do you know what the name Isaac means? He laughs. Ha! Who had the last laugh? God did. And she recognized that. She has this child and she names him He Laughs. She's not talking about the boy. She's talking about the Lord. He laughs. Because God had the last laugh. How many times does that happen in the scriptures? Where the Lord makes a promise and the scoffers and the unbelievers say, no way, that can't be, how foolish, that'll never happen. And then it happens just the way God said it would. It happens in just the way it is. See, God's always in charge. God's always got a plan. And that comes up over and over again. They say, no way, and he says, Yahweh. And God has the last laugh. Let's revisit a couple of those. How about Noah? How much laughter must Noah have heard, he and his sons, while they're laboring on this huge ark out in the plains where there's not a river or a lake or a sea close enough to float that boat? And they work on this thing for decades. And they're building this huge thing, and every single person who saw it had to laugh at them and say, what a bunch of idiots, what a bunch of fools. They're building this foolish thing. And they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed until what? Until it started to rain cats, dogs, and dinosaurs, yeah. And then it was too late. Who had the last laugh? God had the last laugh. How about Joseph? His brothers laughed when they saw him riding away on an Ishmaelite camel, trussed up like a Thanksgiving turkey to be sold into slavery in Egypt. His brothers laughed at him. They said, yeah, there goes the golden boy. So long. Mrs. Potiphar must have laughed privately when, after she falsely accused him, he's led off and thrown into a dungeon in Egypt. They laughed. They laughed until what? Until Joseph ended up being viceroy of Egypt and saved every one of them from famine. And who had the last laugh? God had the last laugh. How about Pharaoh? How must Pharaoh have laughed when Moses came to him and said, Yahweh says, let my people go? What? He must have laughed from his belly. Not going to happen, boy. Not going to happen at all. And when he did a couple of the first plagues, well, he had his magicians duplicate that too, and he must have laughed. And then every time that there was a plague and he said, all right, tell your God to end the plague and I'll let you go. And then as soon as it ended, he said, nah, I changed my mind. He must have laughed then too. And at the end, after that 10th plague and he told him to go, he sent the chariot corps off. He must have laughed because they had Israel backed up to the Red Sea. Chariot corps out in front, going to squish them in, going to kill them all. And they laughed. Until what? Until the Red Sea waters came in and wiped out the chariot corps. And who had the last laugh? God did. How must Goliath and the Philistine army have laughed? Out comes their champion, 9 feet tall. He's covered with chainmail. He's carrying huge weapons. He's a man of war, a bloodthirsty warrior. And what does Israel send out to him? A shepherd boy with a sling. Ha! And he laughed until the stone hit him in the forehead, and down he went. And David ran over and chopped his head off and held it up and said, can't laugh anymore. Who's got the last laugh? The Lord does. How about the enemies of Daniel? How they must have laughed when they saw Daniel go into the lion's den. And they laughed until they saw Daniel come out whole, and they went into the lion's den. The enemies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they must have laughed when they saw those three tossed into the fiery furnace. And they laughed until they came out and didn't even smell a smoke. How many times did God's prophets get laughed at when they said, thus says the Lord? And they said, get out of here, you seer. Go on, go back to where you came from. Get out of here. And they laughed at him until exactly what they were prophesying came true, happened. And how the Assyrians must have laughed when they encircled Jerusalem and said, we're going to take you down. And then one morning they get up and 160,000 of them are laying dead in their trail. And that army had to slink off with its tail between their legs. Or when the Babylonians came and destroyed Jerusalem and said, that's the end of Israel, and 70 years later, the remnant came back. Or the Greeks put their thumb on Israel, or the Romans put their thumb on Israel. Every one of them laughed. Every one of them said, the God of Israel, he means nothing. We're in charge. Never realizing that in every case, they were a tool in the hand of the Almighty, that they were part of a plan that God had put together from before time, that they were part of a plan by which God had promised that he was going to bring salvation to the world, that he was going to make it happen. And every single time, who got the last laugh? The Lord had the last laugh. And when Jesus appeared, what did they say? Him? The Christ? The Messiah? This guy from Nazareth? Ha! No way. And God said, Yahweh. When I was a principal over in Evansville, I got to coach my son's soccer team in the under 10 league. And that year, we had a pretty good team. We won our division. We never lost a game, but we had 3 ties. And 2 of them were against a team called the Adams. I was the coach of the Cyclones. Two times we played each other in the regular season. Both times we ended in a tie. We were that closely matched. So they started the city tournament, so we went through one side of the bracket. Guess who went through the other side of the bracket? Yeah, the Adams. So we get to the championship game. Who we got to play? We got to play the Adams. So early in the game, we scored a goal. All right. About a minute and a half left in the game, they scored a goal. And they were laughing over there, and they said, all right, you know, we're going to beat them this time. And, well, we went into overtime, and neither team scored. So how do you finish a soccer game in a championship? Got to do the penalty kick shootout, right? You got five, they got five. You kick, whoever scores the most wins. Sorry. Well, my boys and I had practiced that. And I had given each one of them a number. The first shooter knew who he was, the fifth shooter knew, all the way down to the 15th. If we got that far, they all knew what order they were going to. And we had practiced kicking against our goalie, and we had practiced our goalie on how to protect that. So my boys came off the field, and they were calm and collected, and they knew their business. Then I looked up across the field. There was chaos. There were two coaches with their heads together trying to figure out who's going to kick first, second, third, fourth, and all their boys are jumping around them like wild Indians. They're all going, I want to kick, I want to go. And I got this peace came over me, and I thought, gotcha. And we did. We went to the kickoff, and they only scored two goals with their five kickers. I didn't even have to kick my fifth guy. We won 3-2, won the championship. Now, I'd like to say it was superior coaching, but actually it was because we were prepared for that. We were prepared. And folks, God prepared for the coming of the Christ child. That was all prepared. That whole Old Testament is all preparation for what God was going to do when he sent Jesus into the world. And Jesus doesn't come into the world at some random moment in history. He comes at exactly the right time. St. Paul recognized that. He said, at just the right time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. At just the right time. That period of time in history is called the Pax Romana. Rome had hegemony over all of the Mediterranean world. That meant there were rules and laws. That meant there was order and peace and courts. And there were Roman roads and there was mail system. And there was a time in history where Jesus could come into the world and the church could thrive and spread in a Roman world that was looking for hope and an opportunity to put their trust in something they could take hold of, not the Roman religion that was out there. Everything that happened, happened because God had a plan for it. Oh, and how they laughed, right? How they laughed when it was said, hey, we found the Messiah, he's Jesus of Nazareth, and Nathanael goes, what? Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? That's like saying something good comes out of Greenville. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Pastor's not here, so I can pick on him. Yeah. And how did they laugh when Jesus said, tear down this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again? They laughed at him. They said, you idiot. We worked on this thing 50 years, and we're not done yet, and you say you could build it in 3 days? Well, he wasn't talking about a building. He was talking about his own body. And how they laughed when they dragged him into Caiaphas' palace. And when they spat on him and they slapped him, they laughed. And when they put that crown of thorns on his head and hit him with a stick, they laughed. They put that purple robe on him and they knelt down, oh, hail, King of the Jews, they laughed. And how they laughed when they put the cross on his shoulders and he fell down along the way carrying this thing out to Golgotha. And how they laughed when they heard him cry out with pain when they drove the nails into his hands and his feet. How they laughed when they hung him up naked on that cross for the whole world to see. How they laughed when they heard his last garbled breath when they stuck the spear in his side and saw water and blood and said, done, we got him. That's the end of this guy. We'll never hear from him again. How they laughed. How Satan laughed. Thought, did it. Greatest evil ever. Did it. Didn't last, though, did it? Easter morning, that tomb blows open and Jesus comes out alive and glorified. And to this day, the world has changed. Changed because of this one who came at just the right time, according to God's plan. And while everybody was laughing, God was working his plan to his purpose to fulfill his promise. Who had the last laugh? God had the last laugh. And folks, they're still laughing, aren't they? You can run into people that if you tell them you believe in creation, that God created the world with his word, they'll laugh at you. They'll say, oh no, no, no. It all started with a big bang 4.5 billion years ago. And, you know, we're just the product of evolution and so on. And they'll laugh at you and they'll say, oh, you're just a goof. That's all you are. You're just a goof. And you believe that. Or if you say to somebody, you believe the Bible is God's word in its entirety, they'll laugh at you. They'll say, how can you say that? That's just an old collection of stories and legends and myths. And, you know, it was written by a whole bunch of different authors, and they messed around with this thing. How can you believe that? And they laugh at you. Or if you say that Jesus is the one and only Savior of the world and the only way to salvation. Ah, what are you talking about? I've got a coexist bumper sticker on my car. All the religions, they're all pretty much the same. They're all aiming for the same thing. Pay no attention to any of them. They laugh. Or when you say you believe Jesus is coming back again, there's a lot of people that'll just shake their head at you, and they laugh. They laugh. That's all right. God's people have been laughed at before. God's word has been laughed at before. And every single time, God has demonstrated that his plan, his purpose, his promises come true. And he has the last laugh. When I was a freshman in high school, we had a bully in our class. His name was Mark Collis. Mark Collis was a big dude. He was bigger than most of us. And he had a shock of hair on his head. It was, I think he brushed it once a week, whether he needed it or not. But Mark was the kind of guy that everybody sort of steered clear of Mark, because if he got the chance, he would intimidate you, he would pester you, he would tease you. And we were all sort of afraid of Mark. Went into our sophomore year. Mark and I were in the same class, Mr. Kowalczyk's English class. Mr. Kowalczyk was a tiny old man. He was close to retirement then already, and I don't think he weighed more than 130. So Mr. Kowalczyk is teaching one day. He's writing something on the board, conjugating verbs or some silly thing like that. And he's writing a word down, and right in the middle of the word, he stared at something, and he stopped, and he got a stony look on his face, and he put the chalk on the tray, and we all sort of looked at where he was staring, and he was staring at Mark, Mark Collis. Mark Collis was asleep in Mr. Kowalczyk's class. That evidently did not sit well with Mr. Kowalczyk. Because Mr. Kowalczyk, with this look of stony death on his face, didn't say a word. He walked up the aisle, came around behind Mark Collis, and he grabbed two hands full of that luscious hair, and he took that boy's head, and he couldn't do that today. He shook his head and he said, you will not fall asleep in my class. You get out of there and you down to the office and do it right now. Out. We had never seen Mark Collis like this. Mark Collis was cowed. He had a sheepish look on his face. He got up and slunk out of there with his tail tucked between his legs. And what do you think the rest of us did? We could hardly contain ourselves. We got the last laugh. Mark Collis, bully, had just been bested by a little old man. Oh, I still gloat about that. The last laugh. Folks, the world has laughed at God and his people and his word for a long time. The world has said many times, no way. And he has said, Yahweh. And the day will come when he will bring it all to completion, and God's going to have the last laugh. And guess who gets to laugh with him? You and me. And it's not going to be a laugh of derision. It's not going to be a laugh of ha, ha, ha. No, the laughter that you and I will participate in will be that laughter when, as has happened in our lives, when something we were hoping for, something we were longing for, someone we were waiting to see, when the moment they're there, we laugh with joy. Because what we had hoped for, what was promised, has now been fulfilled. And so you and I, we're going to be there when God has the last laugh. Amen.
Let me take a moment to invite you personally to join us for worship at Grace. We have two services at 8 and 10:30 each Sunday morning with Sunday school and Bible classes in between. You'll find a warm and loving group of believers at Grace ready to welcome you into our family. If you enjoy these broadcasts or you'd like more information about Grace Lutheran Church, check out our website, mygracelutheran.com. And please join us in person later this morning. We're located at 1787 Klerner Lane in New Albany, Indiana. Hope to see you soon. Meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His grace now and always.